Good dawning in the West, and good afternoon in the East, and all the in-between. Are you ready to enjoy the best 1800 seconds of your day? It is now time for the hottest podcast in the galaxy. My guest today is Mr. Josh Conley of Paterson, New Jersey. He's a novel writer, and this brother has a great story to tell, and I'm excited for you to hear his story today. Once again, as always, thank you for tuning into the show.
So, Mr. Conley.
Hey, how you doing today, kid?
I'm doing all right. So, my first question for you is, what inspired you to start writing?
Oh man, that's a really good question, and there's two parts to that really. My overall inspiration kind of came from my oldest daughter. Her name was Tish, and she passed away back in 2015 to, you know, a rare type aggressive cancer. And kind of what we had in common was, you know, that she also was a writer. She enjoyed poetry. You know, back in those days, I was more on the musical side. But what ended up happening was, you know, I had wrote a poem that I was going to kind of read at her funeral, but I decided to keep it to myself and in private. And so after probably a couple years after she had passed, you know, I had this poem and I would read it so often to, you know, kind of remember her and things of that nature. And then I had a kind of an idea, right? Like I had this poem and I kind of turned it into maybe like a skit, for lack of a better example, where, you know, I envisioned someone reading this poem, right? Mm-hmm. Then from there, after a little more time, I turned it into like a scene in which, like, you know, I had like a couple was going out to, you know, dinner or something, and they ended up at like this spoken word kind of place. And then, you know, a performer came on and then did this poem, right? And before I knew it, you know, I had a couple of scenes that kind of led up to this whole thing, right? And then as more time passed, I had this whole brain dump of all of these scenes that was just leading to this moment to read up to, for this performer to perform this poem that I had constructed. And before I knew it, I had a book, right? But it was totally unorganized. It was just literally a brain dump of things. And it's just crazy how the world works, right? Like the kind of energy that you put out there definitely comes back to you. So ultimately, as I'm trying to figure out how to categorize my thoughts, because I knew I had a book and I knew that I wanted it to become a book, but I didn't know how to organize my thoughts and what I had wrote. And I came across this this gentleman named Manuel Godoy, who is like the CEO of a company called Black Sands Entertainment. Ultimately, at that point in time, he ran a free like 90-day course on teaching folks on how to literally publish their books and how to write and how to orchestrate your stuff. So I attended that free class. And ultimately, a few weeks after completing his class, I was able to organize what I had based on what he taught me. And then I published my first book, which was The Heartbreak Hotel. And that scene is actually in the book. Obviously, like I changed up the whole poem thing because what I was using was still very personal and I didn't really want to put that out there that way. But the actual scene itself still has a performer performing the actual, you know, a poem of sorts, right? But not the exact one, but still in all. So that is how I literally started my journey of publishing books.
That is like, number one, first and foremost, I'm truly sorry for the loss of your daughter. And then the other part is I just think about just the perseverance and the discipline that you took in taking that class and then just taking what you learned in that class, and then just putting it together and creating your first book there, The Heartbreak Hotel. And that actually leads me into my next question. So I don't really want to, I'll be honest with you, I just started reading the first part of it, The Heartbreak Hotel. So I really don't want to, I want to kind of preview of people, but I don't want to give too much because I want people to actually like go out and buy it and support it. And then I know just The Heartbreak Hotel, the part two to this book, recently came out just last month. But like Jackson, like what's just, like Jackson is his own kind of cool character, has his own issues going on. But then, I'm now getting to the part where, you know, he's kind of talking about more about, you know, his boss, Ali Monk. Like, he's a goon, but I don't want to, like, get too much. But can you just kind of maybe just explain, like, how you came up with, like, that character development for these characters?
Yeah, absolutely. So the funny thing is, like, I have a group of friends. Right.
Uh-huh.
And ultimately, we all kind of did music together. Right. And once I realized that I was going to be putting out a book, right, that I'm literally like, once I got into that class and I understood at the end of this, I'm going to have a book. Right. So I need to really, you know, develop what I have there. So I literally leaned on the people around me for basically like character archetypes, and not every character, but most of the characters in this book was inspired by someone around me, and then I just kind of took what they gave me and ran with it.
That's dope. Like taking that and just like leaning into the situations that you have a different interest in your life, and like basing characters off of those things. That's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Even down to like the names of some of the characters. Again, not all of them, but the core character group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I leaned on, you know, my friends and my circle of folks around me and said, hey, like, this is what I think this character should be like. You know, what do you think I should name this character? Right? Like, you know, even as granular as that, like some of the characters even came about that way. And some stuff even came about as like just laughing and joking, you know, like, hey, you know, this is what's happening in the book right now. And because of my first book, I honestly don't know what I'm doing. I'm just literally just kind of winging it as I go because I have no experience in it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple of my friends made a joke about something saying, hey, like, you should do something stupid like this. And, you know, some of that stuff actually in a weird way made it into the book. You know, a little more sophisticated than just like the joke part of it, but still in all, it was inspiration. So
that is really cool. So I have a question for you. So I can't remember if my wife was telling me this or maybe I heard it in an interview, but when our forever president, Barack Hussein Obama, when he talked about writing with his book, now that he's out of office, he was writing this book. He said that he found himself actually kind of doing it old school, where he said that he does a lot of his writing late night. But the reason why I say old school is because he said he actually writes his books. He writes it down in a notebook and then he goes back in and types it. So how's your process with writing your books?
Yeah. So I don't really write on paper, even though I do know a couple of folks who are working on projects right now who prefer to write on paper first.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, like, yeah, I'm pretty much using, you know, the technology that's available to me. I'm on a laptop, you know, I'm a very early riser. I'm probably up at like 6 a.m., you know, my time every day. So I set aside a block of time in the morning to literally just work on whatever's on my mind. So yeah, so I go through in the mornings, I'm working on my laptop, I'm, you know, brainstorming, thinking about, you know, where I need to take these characters and their evolution and all that. So yeah, but that's how I kind of go about it.
Okay. So now another question that I have for you is, and this is kind of like a two-part question. Okay. So the first part is, what is your favorite book? And then the other part of this question is, I'm a really big sports fan. So So often, a lot of times, you'll ask people, you know, who's your Mount Rushmore? So my question for you is, who is your Mount Rushmore of writers? And it doesn't have to be four. For this question, it could be five. So who would you say is like your five, like your Mount Rushmore of writers? And, you know, what is your favorite book? And if you can't, and if it's hard for you to come up with one, I can accept three from you.
Okay. My favorite book actually is by Terry Woods. It's called Dutch. I'm not sure if you're familiar or not, but some time ago, Terry Woods was a really kind of big author. You know, she wrote Dutch and she wrote True to the Game and she wrote, you know, a lot of different other books that, you know, are similar, I guess, genre. So early on, I was reading a lot of her work. My wife actually got me into reading like some of the Zane books, you know, which is like, you know, sexy adult kind of content. But something actually surprised me. A friend at work recommended this book to me, and I swore I would never read it. But then in getting into the book, I couldn't put them down, and I read them all. So Stephanie Meyer, who authored the Twilight series, like I literally read all of those books. So in terms of like my top three, that would be them. It would be Terry Woods, Zane, and Stephanie Meyer.
Top three books. Okay. So, and I'll be honest with you, I've heard of Troop of the Game, and I feel like I read it back in the early 2000s, but that was a point in my life where I was in my early 20s, and I think I was reading the book because I was trying to get at a girl, and I saw that she was reading the book. So I used it like as like a conversation piece, right?
Right.
So I definitely think of the book that I should definitely go back and read. I've only seen one of the Twilight movies, and my wife was watching it on TV, and then the Zane books, I've never read any of them, but, you know, quite naturally, I've seen them, and I remember they were always in stores, like Barnes & Noble, Borders, and things like that. Now, who's your Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah, so I would say those authors, right? So
those three, okay.
Yeah, Terry Woods, Stephanie Meyer, and Zane. So those are the authors that I would have to say I read the most of their work, and it was a weird time frame because in that particular time my wife and I were both, you know, heavy into reading, so we were reading a lot of their catalogs, and some stuff we was reading together, and other things we were kind of, you know, pairing off. But then shortly after that, we ended up moving from where we had lived. We actually ended up losing all of those books too, now that I think about it. But we ended up moving and relocating for work, and then I was never really able to get back into reading in that way. So those were pretty much the authors that I kind of indulged in for the time period that we were doing like heavy reading.
That is really cool. And I know early on you mentioned music. So
yep.
When you're writing and you're getting in that zone, you know, is there any artist or music that you're listening to? And then what is your musical genre of choice?
I listen to a lot of different things. I listen to, you know, hip hop and R&B. And my wife is a huge fan of like Adele and Green Day. So, you know, I listen to, you know, some of that music as well. But I don't necessarily have anything that is necessarily a go-to at this particular point in time. Actually, like when I wrote my first, when I wrote my second book, Fatherless, there was an artist that I had came across on Instagram. I think his name is King X or something like that. But I was, and he's from New Jersey, and I'm from New Jersey as well. So it was a couple of songs from him that, you know, I would listen to almost like a workout regimen, right, to get hyped for writing. His name was Breeze X. So I would listen to a couple of songs from him. Right now I'm listening to another Jersey artist, a female artist. Her name is Bratz Killam. So, you know, I get motivated by some of her music as well. But yeah, so, you know, I don't necessarily at this particular point in time, you know, need that for inspiration or anything, but it definitely is a pick me up, you know, to go and listen to those guys.
I totally understand what you're saying. I lived in Jersey for about 4 years, and I think about how Jersey, one of the cool things about Jersey is that Jersey kind of has like its own sound of music that I feel like if you're not in Jersey, or if you're not like in, I would say if you're not like in the tri-state, so if you're not like in central and north Jersey area or New York City or like that southern part of Connecticut, most people have no idea like what Jersey Club is. And it's like this old, cool, unique, dope sound to me.
Right.
So yeah, and it's funny because I know I am not a really big Drake fan. My wife says that I'm a hater, but I'm not a hater. Drake doesn't do it for me. But and I'm not saying that he's not a great artist. He doesn't have hits. It's just Drake just doesn't. That's not how I like my hip hop. But his most recent album, there's one song on there. To me, it does have a very Jersey Club feel. I think it's called Sticky. I think that's the name of the song, Sticky. But it has a very much Jersey Club feel. So I'm like, okay, now that's hot. But I don't want this from Drake.
Right. I feel like his whole album is kind of almost nudging in that direction of, you know, that Jersey kind of feel. My wife absolutely loves it. But it definitely reminds you. That's a good point that you brought up. That definitely reminds you of Jersey. Because initially, like, when it first came out, I heard a couple songs, and I could immediately picture specific people from my family and friends that would go crazy over, you know, just this music and how, you know, hard we used to be able to go in the clubs and dancing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I can totally relate to what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's one of those things. Like, so yeah, it's, and don't get me wrong, I miss Jersey more often than not. But that's a conversation for another day. But before I let you go, I do want you to plug all of your books for my listeners. So just, you know, just give them a rundown of your titles that you have out there and where they can purchase them at.
Absolutely. So I have the Heartbreak Hotel series, which the first book is Heartbreak Hotel. I just released last month book two to the series called Trey. And the actual second book that I written is called Fatherless, which is sort of loosely based around my life. That's actually my favorite book because of that. But by far, I think Trey is probably my best work to date. You know, like as you continue to do anything, you continue to get better and you improve, right? So with this being my last book or my most recent book that I put out, I feel like this is absolutely my best form of writing. Even my editor says so, so I feel great about that. But yeah, everything can be purchased on Amazon, and you can even get it on iBooks, Apple. I have it on a couple of other places too. I have it on BookBaby. I have it on Kobo. I think that may be in Barnes and Nobles as well. So yeah, so you can definitely find it on all those different places. If you Google it with my name, it'll come up somewhere for sure because it's getting some good traffic. So definitely appreciate the support.
Oh, well, no doubt. Thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough for your time on today, Mr. Conley.
Thank you very much as well, sir. Hopefully we can do this again.
Absolutely. You take care.
All right. You have a good one.